Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Joe and today we'll be deep diving into Newcastle as their fixtures improve. But which players should we be targeting? As ever, please press that like button if you're enjoying our content. And do remember to subscribe to keep up to date with all our latest content, both on YouTube and also wherever you receive your podcasts. So on to Newcastle. So before we look at the fixtures and player stats, it's worth noting that they have had some tough games so far, especially against my team, the mighty Brighton and Hove Albion. But they have still been posting very good numbers despite those fixtures. So they've scored 7 goals, and that's the same as they were expected to score according to the expected goal stats. So they are neither under nor overperforming. They're doing exactly as they should be there. So that's an expected goal every 56 minutes. But they face Brentford next, who are the best by that metric, with an XG expected goal of every 38 minutes, which means that perhaps is not the best fixture to start bringing in a Newcastle defender, given they're against, on paper, the most attacking side. So on their defence, they've conceded 7 with Newcastle, but they were only expected to concede 5. So they can count themselves marginally unlucky there, but they won't face Brighton's Evan Ferguson every day. So there is definitely hope there. So let's have a look at the fixtures. So there's a few wild cards floating around in game week 5. Game week 8, game week 9, and game week 10. These will be popular times. This is when the fixtures start to swing for a number of teams, for example, Liverpool and, of course, Newcastle in game week, well, game week 5 now, as we'll look at. But yeah, there's those fixture swings there. Also, there's an international break, and people like to wildcard in an international break because it gives them a bit more time. I think these days you don't get as many price rises. You get an initial burst of price rises, then it goes a bit flat. But yeah, looking at this fixture table, so I've done fixture difficulty from the Fantasy Football Scout members area from game weeks 5 through to 14. So it's a good spread. So it shows you sort of what's happening for those wildcarding now and those considering at that sort of 8, 9, 10 juncture. And indeed, for those that are considering just holding fire on their wildcard or they've already used it already. So it's something for everyone. Burnley, Luton and Villa have the best fixtures according to this. Burnley and Luton skewed by the fact they have a double game week in game week 7. But then he's got Newcastle. They're the fourth best defence according to this season ticker over the next 9 or 10 game weeks, which is great. They've got Brentford at home next. A home fixture against Brentford, very attacking. So they should do well in it, but they could concede. Then they've got Sheffield United away. That looks quite good for a clean sheet and attacking returns. Burnley at home, same thing. Another promoted side, clean sheet of attacking returns. West Ham United away. You would think they would get the better of them there, but West Ham can be tricky. But then they've got Crystal Palace at home and Wolves away. So through from game week 5 to 10, these are great fixtures for Newcastle. Then it toughens up slightly. You've got Arsenal at home, game week 11. Bournemouth away, that's a good fixture. Then they've got Chelsea at home and Manchester United at home. So some home games, but they're tricky home games. So it's always, the fixture's stiffen a bit there. So if you're looking to get on a Newcastle player, defender or an attacker, I think an attacker is probably good to go now. So if you're wildcarding or just looking for a transfer, game week five, attackers look good. And we'll look at some of those options in a bit. But for defensive point of view, game week six is probably better. Sheffield United away. A lot of people have Mbeumo in their team, exactly. So if you're getting a Newcastle defender to face Mbeumo, so that's, you know, only one's going to do well out of that. Well, both could, but unlikely. So you've got all those fixtures all the way through. Game week eight, you've got West Ham away, and then you've got Crystal Palace away and Wolves. So game week eight is a good time. But it's when you get to sort of game week 10. So if you're holding off your wild card for the fixture swing in game week 10, so 9 or 10, you say, for example, you've got so Liverpool have just started their good run. You're sort of starting to get to the point where you could possibly leave Newcastle. I personally wouldn't be that keen on Newcastle asset against Arsenal. Bournemouth, great. Chelsea and Manchester United, I think there is better out there. I think those are the things you've got to be considering when you're getting in a Newcastle player. And of course, it's going to be different for defence and attack. And their attack is arguably good to go. But as we'll look when we look at their midfielders and forwards, it's quite tricky to predict because you've got Champions League coming up. So there's a group of players that are playing and doing quite well. There's a group of players that are being subbed on and aren't getting regular starts. They're actually still doing quite well. So you're going to take your pick and find out who's going to be starting. What I'll do is I'll look at Nick Pope in a sec, because a lot of people are getting sick of their goalkeepers, especially if they've got, say, for example, Everton's Pickford, who hasn't done very well. And they're looking for a new goalkeeper. That could be a good route into the Newcastle defence. I will then look at the defence, and I'll use a table I've got about looking at attacking defenders. And so that shows you, I mean, obviously they should all, you know, all the starting defenders should do well for the clean sheets, because all the same, but it will show you perhaps who might be better in terms of bonus, or might be better in terms of getting those assists or even a goal or two. And then we'll look at those midfield and forwards. I'll bunch them up together to see who's the most attacking out of them, really. So hopefully that should give you some good options. Nick Pope, let's have a look where he stands in my table of the best goalkeepers from game weeks 1 to 4. So what I've done is I've sorted this by minutes per save. It's a great metric because basically lots of saves equals lots of points. You get three saves, you get a point. So you can concede, but if you make 9 saves, you got those 3 points, chances are you probably get some bonus as well. But also important, are they getting clean sheets? Also important, how many goals are they conceding? And also important is there's something called expected goals prevented. And this is what they're actively preventing. This is what they, as goalkeepers, are preventing. So we can see at the top, Leno, for example, his expected goals prevented is 2. So there are two chances that Fulham were expected to concede, and Leno actively stopped that. If they're in minus, however, they actually actively probably either caused that goal, depending how you want to look at it, or they were just completely at fault, or they were rubbish at saving that. So, for example, Martinez is -1. Onana is similar on that. So it's their fault they conceded that particular goal. And Nick Pope, we can see on this list here, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So he's 6th out of, in terms of minutes per save. A lot of them are quite similar. And I've also put Edison and Johnston at the end, just because they're popular picks, just to show where they are. So Pope's stats is they've conceded 7 goals, but on the goals imminent video we did this week, they were expected to concede 5. So he's marginally unlucky there. No clean sheets, though. Tough fixtures. So we've got good fixtures coming up. So this should improve. Minutes per save, every 25 minutes a save. That's pretty good. That means you're going to be looking at getting perhaps 3 to 4 saves a match. That equals more points and more chance of a bonus, especially if you can keep a clean sheet. But a third of a goal, the expected goal stat gurus believe he could have saved. So not quite a goal like Onana and Martinez, but Pope should have conceded there. Just for the sake of those listening who can't see this table, Leno is the top for minutes per save, but he has conceded 10 goals. Alisson is next. He's your 5.5 man, which is the same as Pope. Alisson is the best 5.5, according to this, minutes per save every 2 minutes. He's prevented 1 1/5 goal, whatever that means, and only conceded 3 goals. So if you're looking at Pope at 5.5, I would perhaps consider Alisson instead, and look elsewhere for your Newcastle defensive asset. There are better goalkeepers, and at Pope at 5.5, if it was 5 or 4.5, yeah, go for it. But 5.5, a little bit too much. Turner is next after Alisson in terms of minutes per save at 22, every 22 minutes. Same with Areola. Onana's just behind him, and then Martinez, Pope, and I put Pickford in as well. It's a minutes per save every 30 minutes, and he's conceded 8 goals and had clean sheets. And he's actively not prevented 0.7 of a goal. So he's pretty poor on all the metrics there. So Pickford to Pope is not a bad move, but perhaps Pickford to another goalkeeper could be better. And I put Edison and Johnston in here. Johnston's popular at Crystal Palace. He is not making many saves. He doesn't need to. Defence is quite good. One clean sheet, but minutes per save every 72 minutes. Edison, same, every 72 minutes. Johnston, as whenever he has faced a shot on goal, he hasn't been very good on it. Minus 1.6 for the expected goals prevented there. So that's where Pope fits in, really. Not ideal value. So perhaps look elsewhere for a defender. So let's have a look at some defenders. So what I've done is I've used my most attacking defenders table, and I've just stripped everyone out apart from Newcastle. So Botman's only had 3 starts, but because he was injured, he could still be injured, as we're chatting on during the international break. So watch out for team news on Friday with Neil to see what the latest is with Botman. Trippier is top of this with an expected goal involvement of 0.59. So that's not, I mean, if that was a striker, that would be pretty bad. This isn't every match. This is across 4 matches. So that would be pretty bad if you're a striker. But if you're a defender, that's actually not too bad. He's had no assists, but he has created 10 chances. He's had no shots inside the box. He's taken 13 corners. Now, this is a familiar set of stats for Trippier from last season and indeed this season from when I do the goals imminent table. Because sometimes he doesn't feature on there because I filter that through expected assist stats. So this is what the stat gurus believe was the quality of those potential assists there. And frequently they weren't of a quality. So it's a lot of quantity here, 10 chances created, but sometimes they just don't meet those expected stats figures. And we saw that last season, lot of assist potential, a lot of corners, a lot of chances created, but he wasn't actually getting assists that frequently, as you would expect from those stats. But where that does work is bonus. Creating chances, taking those corners, all of those metrics of measuring bonus points, he's doing well at. So if they can keep a clean sheet, he will get bonus points for that clean sheet, but also for all the other things he does, creating those chances. So that is why when Newcastle got a clean sheet last season, it would say Botman 6 points, Trippier 9 points. And that is why you're doing it. And that's why he's 6.5 million. So he's got good bonus return. That's what you're getting with him. If you can afford him, get him in. But perhaps Brentford game week 5 is perhaps not the best time for a defence because you might not get those clean sheets. But those clean sheets look like, I hope they will come. Botman's next. 3 shots inside the box. This is pretty good. 4.5. He would be my top choice just to save a bit of money. He's 2 million cheaper. And he has a tiny bit of goal threat. And he has created just 1 chance, though. His expected goal involvement is 0.41. It's not too far behind Trippier, really, with 0.59. But no corners, and he could be injured at the moment. But if he's fit, well, I think he's a great option. Once again, perhaps not for game week 5, but game week 6 onwards. Dan Byrne, 1 shot inside the box. I mean, for those who don't know, Dan Byrne, he's a Brighton player, moved to Newcastle. He's huge. He's always a threat. He has scored for Newcastle, I think once. So it's rare, but but he can score. So there's a minute amount of goal threat there. And he did play left back, even though he sort of, he can play centre back, can play left back, and he can get returns from there. So there's a minute amount of assist potential there. Expected goal involvement 0.18. So that's half of Botman and about a third of Trippier. So four starts, nevertheless. Share one shot inside the box, same as Burn, and behind Botman. So we could be seeing a change, very small sample, just four game weeks of Share not being as attacking as Botman. But Share historically has been. No goals, no assists, no chances created, no corners. On current evidence, Share is one, is a wait and see. He does have the pedigree, but he, on current form, in terms of attacking threat, Botman and Trippier are probably your main men there. So let's move on to midfielders and forwards. So see who's attacking there. So once again there, I've looked at, on this one, I've looked at game weeks 1 to 4, and it's midfielders and forwards. And I've sorted this by minutes per expected goal involvement. And this is a sort of a tale of two Newcastle cities, Newcastle United rather. You've got a group of players that are starting and are doing well, are starting to register a lot of returns and looking promising. And you've got a group of players that aren't starting but are getting substitute appearances and are profiting from them and looking good. The reason it's important that you look at those two groups is because Newcastle have a tough Champions League group, probably the toughest. Their Champions League, like all the sides, kicks in. So they will want to field their best side for that. It's the first time in Champions League for a while. So whilst the likes of Isak and Gordon, Tonali, Almiron are starting all the games at the moment in the league, that may not be the case. Murphy, for example, might get some minutes. Harvey Barnes is being brought in, I suspect, for this rotation, and he could get some minutes. Callum Wilson could start instead of Isak, and these are all got strong potential as well. So this is going to be, so for me, I personally wouldn't, I would use game week 5 to assess and then see, once Champions League kicks in, who's likely to be benched. Will Wilson and Barnes crack on and get the starts, and if they get the starts, they could do well. So at the top of this, in terms of Newcastle's best midfielders and forwards, in terms of minutes per expected goal involvement, is Murphy. The guy's only played 4 minutes. So I haven't flagged him up at highlighting him. So that's why he's top. He's a minutes per... He's got a baseline bonus, which is everything you do apart from score and assist. He's got a baseline bonus point every 1 minute. He's only been on the pitch for 4 minutes, and he got an assist and he created two chances. So he really used those 4 minutes well. Minutes per expected goal involvement every 37.9 minutes, if that was sort of extrapolated across a start. He's 4.9 million. He could be a useful enabler if he starts, and he may well do with Champions League. The one at the top that I've flagged up is Wilson. He's next. Minutes per expected goal involvement every 84 minutes. So goal involvement every match or so. 5 shots on target. No starts, though. Just being as a sub. Created a chance. 5 shots on target. 2 goals. So he's had no starts, but 2 goals. That's good. Minutes per baseline bonus every 40.7 minutes. See, that's not good. So that proves that you really want to see him start. So if he was starting and he was shooting much more and he was still racking up that level of goals, you'd expect to see him get obviously the 6 points for turning up and the goal, plus probably a bit of extra with the bonus as well, because he's accurate as well. Next on this is Harvey Barnes, 6.4 million, 2 chances created, 2 shots on target, an assist and a goal, no starts. So this shows that if he does start, he could be a great asset there. And this is the crucial bit, and this is what those that play the Sky game will know about Harvey Barnes. He shoots a lot. He can't stop it. He's like, I've got to shoot. Minutes per baseline bonus, 8.8. So he does shoot accurately, but they're not of a quality, but he shoots enough, one will go in, and which is what happens with him. So he's getting lots of shots on target, I think. minutes per baseline bonus there. So baseline bonus of one every 8.8 minutes that he's on the pitch. Pretty good, pretty good. Once again, small sample because he's like Murphy, barely been on the pitch. Gordon's next. Now, I mean, Gordon, Everton player, but he was seen by Newcastle when they brought him in as a sort of the great hope to revive their season. I don't know if anyone's seen the All or Nothing documentary, but they really were trumping Gordon up to be their sort of saviour. And he has done well. But I guess people, you know, think perhaps he's overvalued, like in real life. But he's only 5.5 million. He's created five chances. He's had three shots on target. He's gotten a goal and assist, and he started every match so far. I think that's pretty good for 5.5 million. Minutes per baseline bonus, one every 20 minutes, which isn't too bad. But yeah, shows that I think he could be a good asset. But he is starting at the moment. So if we think there's going to be rotation, it'll be him going out. So if you get him in now, bear in mind, you might suddenly see the likes of Barnes, for example, in his place. Isak, 7.7 million. He's the main guy up front. He's clearly starting. He's supplanted Wilson as the main number one. But will he be when Champions League kicked in? Four shots on target. He's created a chance. Two goals so far. This is what you expect from him. He's a goal scorer. Four starts. Minutes per expected goal. One every 189 minutes. So one every other match. Minutes per baseline bonus. Everyone every 15.5 minutes. So that's pretty good as well. If he scores, he should get bonus. Tonali is next on the list. 5.5 million. Three chances created. Two shots on target. Just a goal so far. Minutes per baseline bonus. One every 8.9 minutes. That's great. So he's going to do well in bonus because of all the boring stuff. The passing, the tackling, all of those kinds of things. That's what he does in midfield. Almiron is next. Similar minutes per baseline bonus. One every 9.4 minutes. No goals or assists yet, but he has created four chances and two shots on target. The expected goal involvement stat guys don't like him too much. Expected goal involvement every 402.5 minutes. That's not very good. So he's not shooting or crossing or, you know, creating chances of a quality. And Joe Ellington is next. 5.9 million. Five chances created. One shot on target. No goals and assists so far. But minutes per baseline bonus. One every 7.7. So he could be a good asset there for bonus. But minutes per expected goal involvement. Every 483.1 minutes, which isn't great. So you can see the narrative there. It's your attitude to risk who you think is going to start. And that's going to be tricky to assess there. The guys who are coming in place of the regular starters have strong potential to haul Wilson and Barnes. They could get huge double-digit returns in any week if they're starting. If you're that type of manager that wants to take a gamble on that type of player, go for it. If you want to go for the safety, Gordon, Isak, these are the guys that are starting. These are guys that have got great stats in terms of attacking. But will they start in Champions League? Once again, that's the sort of risk you've got to take. And that's why I think game week five, for me, might become too early. This is a classic example of I need more information. They've had their tough fixtures. They've got good fixtures now. Brentford is a sort of middling fixture. It's quite tough. They're against a top attack, but could score. So I would like to see a little bit more information. But if you're quite gung-ho about it, go for it. There's lots of potential there, lots of good assets. Thanks a lot for listening to me waffle on about Newcastle. Good luck with your game weeks. Good luck whichever of these guys you get in to your team. Newcastle, Champions League side, top side, got strong stats, strong fixtures and strong potential in their players. So I think, you know, you should do well, whichever ones you get in. Fingers crossed. Thanks a lot for your time. Remember to press like and remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and also to subscribe on YouTube. Thanks a lot for your time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.